Hello and welcome to the Pop Papa Napcast episode number 78. I am your host TJ Deitch. I also run the website poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com. You might notice that this episode is going up a little bit late. That is because I had a really rough week. The metaphor that I used that I sent out on Twitter, I am at Papa Deitch, that's poppadietsch on Twitter, is that some weeks are like you're getting eroded away by big explosions that happen every now and then, and by the end of the week you're just exhausted, you know. One huge meltdown or a double meltdown from both kids at the same time, that kind of a thing, or like something with work or any number of big things that can happen to just kind of go at once. Well, this week was more of kind of a grinding down the entire week. Now, to explain a little bit, Lucy was sick early in the week. She stayed home from school on Tuesday and they didn't have school on Thursday, so we were really in the house almost the entire week. She wasn't feeling well, which is understandable, and she wasn't necessarily in a bad mood or even a bad patient. When this kid's sick, you can't even tell practically. But she does tend to get a little bit whiny towards the end of a day, and, you know, it's all understandable, and in and of itself, it wouldn't be so bad if Jack actually was taking consistent, long naps. Instead, I'm pretty sure the longest nap he took this entire week was about an hour. And that was basically an outlier. Most of his naps were honestly 30 minutes. We'd get up, I'd change his diaper, I'd feed him, and, jiggle him or bounce him on his bouncy seat or put him in a swing until he fell asleep, and then do as much as I could in that half hour as far as work goes. Now, Monday, I had a huge thing that wound up going up on Marvel.com this week. It was a Secret Wars retrospective that I had done a bunch of interviews for, and it was really cool, and it wound up being really good, I thought, and, you know, the editor thought, which was really nice and reassuring. But I had to get it done on Monday when Jack, again, was taking these little tiny naps. So the problem there was that I had maybe 2 hours of work to do, and it took me, like, 12 hours. It was so frustrating. And I really have to keep reminding myself, and it's difficult, but I have to keep reminding myself that this is almost over. Once we move into the house, you know, not long after that, my mom will be able to move out here, and then she is going to be able to come over and watch the kids and be here to actually help out. But, you know, I'm very much an in-the-moment, live-in-the-now kind of person, so it's difficult for me to look ahead to these better times when things are so very difficult right now. What added to the difficulty was that, like I said, Lucy was sick. Monday night, she didn't sleep very well, so I actually slept next to her on the floor in her room. She woke up a few times, and it was fine, but Tuesday I was a little bit tired. Not as tired as I thought I would be. I stayed up a little bit late just so I could get, you know, tired enough to actually fall asleep. And then Wednesday when I woke up, though, I was exhausted. She got in at 6:30. My wife was still in the shower. Jack hadn't even woken up yet. And she just came in and was like, "Dad, let's go watch TV." And so I came out with her, you know, because she was feeling bad. Oh my gosh, that whole day at about 3 o'clock, I probably could have just laid down and not woken up the whole day. I probably would have been okay with that. And it was very frustrating because, you know, again, I mean, I had some stuff to do and it's very difficult to get everything done when this kind of stuff is happening. And then Thursday, I was also pretty tired. I'm recording this on Friday, but again, after, you know, my usual posting date. And it's just been a really, really long week. I mean, I've had worse weeks for sure. There's been weeks where Jack has just been inconsolable, screaming his head off the whole time. This week has just been like, you know, this pattern of like no nap or very short nap, cat naps basically. Feed, cat nap, diaper, up. You know, this whole cycle is just really getting to me, especially because it gives me no time. Lucy also didn't nap on Wednesday or Thursday. She did fall asleep today on Friday. And is out, but it's later in the afternoon, so this is probably going to come back and bite me in the ass. The benefit of her not going to sleep is that she falls asleep on the couch before 8 o'clock, so I can just scoop her up and put her in her room. But the downside of that is that she is really, really annoying when she gets, before she really gets her second wind in the late afternoon, just making the day very, very difficult to get through. Because by then, she's been up all day. She starts getting extra whiny. Jack is in grind down mode. He's just been doing the whole thing. We think he's teething. I don't know. It's so difficult. It's so hard to tell because he offers zero clues about what's actually going on. Not just because he's a baby, but he just doesn't. And then he also doesn't allow you to comfort him. The only really ways I've discovered to comfort him are by jiggling him in his swing, kind of rocking him back and forth, which barely works, and putting him in his bouncy seat. He doesn't like want to snuggle up and that kind of a thing, which is understandable. Some kids don't like that. My wife thinks it might be because he was in the NICU for so long and didn't have that contact in his life very early on. I don't know what the deal is, but it's very demoralizing when your kid is crying and you can't do anything to calm him down. I think that's really the kind of word of this week, was just demoralizing. The other problem that I'm encountering is that Lucy just doesn't listen to anything I say. I mean, she's a great kid, but when I'm asking her to do any little thing, she just doesn't do it, and I don't know how to react to this anymore. I mean, getting loud just scares her, and unfortunately that is what happens, especially on Jack's worst days and the days she doesn't nap, is that I wind up getting loud and yelling, and then that just... It's not the right thing to do. I know that, but it's really hard for me not to sometimes. And just, you know, having this person just kind of look at you and do nothing when you ask them to do something is very, very frustrating. And all of this is compounded, of course, by the fact that I love these two little monkeys like I've never loved anything else in my entire life. And that just offers up all kinds of complicated feelings because you love this thing more than anything, and they are giving you mountains of BS and in one way or another. And it's just, it's super hard to deal with. And, you know, I know it's a phase and I won't be on my own anymore for very long, but it is the kind of week where I am just struggling to get through. It's 5 o'clock now, a little after. I've already gotten dinner done. I can't see Jack right now. He's at the other end of this table. I'm pretty sure he's awake right now. And I'm you know, it's hard to get through these weeks. It's hard to keep going, and especially when you don't have any time to yourself. That's the other problem with the naps. I said this a million times. When I don't get a nap from her and him at the same time, I just feel like I'm being run ragged. It's that grinding down thing. It's that constant, you know, protector or, you know, guard dog thing. You're just always watching these kids and basically being a servant to make sure they're doing okay. And then if she has napped, that means that she's going to be up later, which means I have to stay in her room longer unless M steps in to do it. Which isn't fair, I don't think, because she just put Jack down, but sometimes Lucy asks her to, and she does, which is awesome. But it's just one of those things where, like, there's no time for me. You know, there's parts of the day where I'm like, this life I'm living is really hard because there's nothing for me. I'm writing stuff for other people that's, you know, some of it's gratifying and all of it's for money. I don't really have time or the wherewithal to write for myself anymore these days, and it is a struggle because especially when it goes even further into the evenings where I'm, you know, still watching a child until she goes to sleep until 10, sometimes 9 o'clock, that gives me an hour because I'm so tired these days that I can't really stay up that late anymore. And especially this week when I was exhausted. I think I went to bed before 10 o'clock like two or three nights this week. So like I said, it's been a tough week. You might now be able to hear Jack in the background because he woke up and is taking a bottle before my wife gets home. So that's happening. You might hear him in the background. The funny thing about as much as I just complained about this week is that for the first 4 or 5 hours of today, we actually had a pretty good day. I was in a better mood because I'd gotten more sleep. Jack seemed to be in a much better mood, and Lucy was fine. But mid-afternoon, 3 o'clock, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, that's really when everything gets tough. And I know that's like a natural time when people get tired, and probably the same is true for toddlers and infants, but it is difficult. I don't know if my kids are going to nap on a regular basis anymore. But I know that school will probably, quote-unquote, help in that department. But the problem with those school day naps is that they go until pretty late because she gets out of school at 3, falls asleep on the way home, which is only like 10, 15 minutes, and then sleeps until my wife and my dad get home at this point. So it's been a tough week, like I said. And I know it's been tough for my wife, too. She's had a ton of work stuff going on. Her boss is actually on maternity leave right now. So she's kind of playing boss, and I know that's a lot of extra work for her. So we're just having a rough time. And my dad's been really great, helping out a little bit around the house. He folded all the kids' laundry that I did yesterday, and he'll take Lucy out to the park around back of our condo when he's here, and he's been very helpful. But you know, he's also got his own stuff to do. Speaking of which, my mom is on her way out to visit this weekend. She intended to fly, but her flight got canceled. My dad called me at like 11:45 and told me that. So he's driving like basically 5 hours into Pennsylvania, and my mom's driving 5 hours from Michigan to Pennsylvania, so they can kind of meet halfway and then hopefully drop her car off somewhere and then drive back. So we're not going to see them tonight on Friday, but then Saturday and Sunday we're going to hang out all day. And I'm not sure what the plan is for them going back, but originally she was going to fly out Monday morning. So I don't know if that's still the same thing or not, but we're really looking forward to being together. I mean, it's been a really long time. Before my dad moved out here, my mom and dad would come out basically every month, or on the rare occasion we would go visit them in Michigan. But lately, it's been very difficult because they have two cats now. They have an old cat and they have a very young cat. And those two things combined to, you know, make it limited how much she can leave the house. But luckily, she found somebody, you know, a family member of someone my dad used to work with back home, who is going to stay in the house and watch the cats, because they're both very high maintenance in very different ways. So that was good. I know she's looking forward to coming out. It's going to be good for her to see the kids and get out here. We won't be able to get into the house because she hasn't actually seen it in person yet, because the sellers are apparently, you know, in town this weekend and really cleaning it out. So it's an understandable thing. Obviously a bit of a bummer, but you know, we'll be able to drive by and show it to her. On that front, things are moving along pretty well. We actually got the appraisal number this week, which, you know, it appraised for more than we're paying for it, which is not only awesome in a monetary sense, but it's good because our loan depended on it. So that's good to have in hand. And now basically we need to sign up for house insurance and we need to get the title finished up. And the title is in the works. We just are waiting on it. My wife seems to think that we might be able to close in like the next 10 days, but I don't know. I mean, really that title is the thing that we're waiting on. Once that comes through, we can start the process. And like I've said before, my dad's going to move in right away so he can stop paying for that hotel that he's been staying in. And we are going to prime all the walls and we're going to just start painting. And I don't think we're going to do too much else before we move all the other stuff. Once we're moved in, my dad can move in here and my mom can move out and they can move all their stuff out that they want to bring. So all that will probably be taking place in the next month, month and a half, which is funny because it seems like that part is now moving at us very quickly. Whereas, you know, for the past 2 months, everything seems to have really been dragging on. But we're finally at the end of this. You know, they say that buying a house is one of the most stressful things up there, with like losing a family member and having a baby. So we're kind of doing two at the same time. And I think we're doing pretty good, even though, like I've said many times in this episode, there are very stressful elements to all of this. I don't really have much in the way of TV time or book nook. Lucy's been watching a little bit of Magic School Bus on Netflix and some Super Why, and we watched Daniel Tiger for like an entire day. I think I've said this before, but there are aspects of some of those shows that I did not realize can be a little bit difficult for kids, because it's almost like they present a kid with a problem they didn't know that they had or didn't have in the first place. Like when she used to really mainline Caillou, she started hating olives because there was an episode where he didn't like olives. I call this the Caillou effect, actually. And it was frustrating because she would say, like, I hate olives, when, in fact, she liked everything that was like an olive, and even liked olives when they were kind of snuck into her food every now and then. I wonder, you know, my wife actually brought this up, I think either before she was born or very early on when Lucy was little, where, like, there's some songs from kids' shows where they're like, eat your vegetables, and she's like, you know, this almost frames it as if eating your vegetables is a bad thing that you then need to overcome. And I was like, I don't know. But since then, when it's, you know, really having a deep dive on a lot of this stuff, I kind of agree. You know, sometimes these things present problems that not all kids have, which, you know, understandable. These people need to fill up a lot of airtime with these shows. And they probably pull from their own personal experience. And they're like, oh, my kid doesn't like olives. How can I work that into an episode? But it's a little tricky to deal with. The other funny thing about her watching so much Daniel Tiger the other day is that, like, she was on a little jingle marathon, just going back and forth with all the little tiny songs they sing throughout each episode. And so that was kind of funny. But overall, you know, she's doing good. I actually turned the TV off today at like 2 o'clock, and I left it off for a couple hours. I've never really done this before. Usually I just keep the TV on. But it wound up working out pretty well. She just kind of played with her toys and milled about a little bit. I mean, obviously when she goes to school, she's not watching TV then. But it seemed like a good idea to kind of cut some of those strings a little bit. But the one show that she's really taken to, and I don't remember if I mentioned this in the last episode or not, but is actually Muppet Babies. Now, you can't actually legally get Muppet Babies anywhere because presumably there's a lot of copyright problems, which is definitely true. That show features like all kinds of stock footage and full-on scenes and images and characters from movies like Indiana Jones and Star Wars and all that kind of stuff. But she loves it. I mentioned that she really likes Muppets. We've watched that movie probably 2 or 3 times this week. And I did notice that this time when we were watching it, she's starting to like sing along to it like she sings along to Frozen. We even had a little sing-along with Muppets moving into Frozen that led to her wanting to watch the latter movie and falling asleep on her blue chair, which worked out pretty well for me. She's actually holding a carrot that she was eating while she watched it in her hand. And yesterday she fell asleep holding a peanut butter cookie that my mom had made. So she's really into that stuff. The Muppet Babies is actually like a really great cartoon. It ran for like 8 seasons, which I did not realize. And I remember watching it all the time when I was a kid. But like I said, the problem with watching it now is that it's not legally or officially presented anywhere. So you got to go on YouTube. Now, luckily for us, we can watch YouTube stuff through our Blu-ray player. Also, I can plug my wife's little netbook into the projector we have, so we've watched it on the wall as well. And I just really like that cartoon. You know, I hope that someday they can figure out kind of what they need to do to get that going. There's some funny stuff online. I might put a note in the show notes to a link I found, but there's some people that were kind of lightheartedly saying that the reason that Disney bought Marvel, who actually produced the show back in the 80s, and Star Wars is because they wanted to make Muppet Babies available again, which is pretty funny. But apparently there's other stuff like Star Trek The Next Generation and other things up the wazoo. So it's a really neat show because what they'll do is, you know, the kids are having their imaginations run wild. And so they find themselves in all kinds of crazy scenarios, oftentimes highlighted by the use of stock footage. So if Kermit's dreaming about the ocean or the water, he's, you know, in a black and white submarine going underwater or whatever. So it's really neat. I like the show a lot. We also were over at our friend's Tina and Nick's house last weekend and watched a couple episodes of The Old Muppet Show from the first season because they had the DVDs. And that was a lot of fun, too, because I think I've said this before, but I missed out on the actual Muppets, and I didn't really watch the Muppet movies at all. My main source of Muppet information or experience, what have you, was with the Muppet Babies. So, you know, you've got basically the 6 or 8 or whatever main Muppets. Skeeter isn't even in anything else besides the cartoon, and that's it. So when I was watching the Muppets, the movie that came out a few years ago with my wife, I was like, wow, look at all these extra Muppets. And she's like, are you kidding? It's like, no, what do you mean? These are all crazy. Dude, look at that big one. I've never seen him before. I had known Sweetums and some of the other ones because they were in that 3D movie that you can go see at Disney World. I think it's Disney Hollywood Studios. But most of them, you know, I wasn't really familiar with. And so we had actually gotten, I think, like the first disc from the old show on Netflix like a long time ago and watched it, and it was fun. But I would not be surprised if those find their way into our collections, because not only does Lucy like them, but I also really like them. I'm a big fan of like sketch comedy shows. You know, I love Saturday Night Live and Monty Python. I've got a lot of those on. I've got the entire Monty Python Flying Circus on DVD, and I've got the first 3 or 4 seasons of Saturday Night Live on DVD, And, you know, I'm always interested. Oh, Mr. Show, which I actually haven't gotten through yet. But, you know, I like seeing that kind of stuff and that creativity, especially back then. Jim Henson was just a genius. And as I've discovered from trying to do the voices for my kids, I actually have a very similar vocal range as Frank Oz. You know, I can do Miss Piggy. I can do Fozzie. I can do Grover a little bit. He's harder for me to tap into. And I can do Yoda. Because, like, Yoda's right here. He's like, judge me by my size, you do. And then, like, Miss Piggy's up here. She's like, hiya! Oh, Kermit! And then Fozzie's kind of like, oh, Kermit! I think he was a Frank Oz voice. So those are kind of my repertoire right now. Super Grover's more like, Super Grover 2.0! Nah, I don't know. Forget Grover. We haven't watched Sesame Street in a while, so I'm not as up on that one. But it is funny to kind of watch these and be like, oh yeah, I can kind of do that voice a little bit, and then do it for the kids. Lucy loves me doing Fozzie these days, so I'll do the waka waka waka. And sometimes I find myself going up or down to the point where I'm in a different character's voice, but it's pretty funny how he just kind of like raised and lowered his voice to do, like, you know, a lot of different characters that we all know and love. Oh, he also did Bert. Ernie. You know, but that's more serious and kind of down. So, hey Bert, I can do a couple Jim Hensons. My Kermit's okay because it's like, why are there so many songs about rainbows? But so that's fun. I don't know. I just kind of do that stuff for the kids. And Jack seems to like when I do voices too. So I do those every now and then for them. So I guess I'm just going to kind of wrap up right now. I know this episode's kind of short, but Jack is getting a little bored, I think. And I have to start putting the Giada De Laurentiis naked Thai spring rolls that I made in the oven. So I'm going to wrap up. Sorry again about this episode being late. I really can't say if I'm going to be able to stick to my Fridays at 3 p.m. schedule moving forward, because I don't know what's going to happen with all the house stuff and the moving, and I've got New York Comic Con coming up. I'll do my best, but like I said, with the lack of naps, it's going to be pretty difficult. So I'm TJ Deitch. If you want to read some notes about this episode, you can head on over to poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com. You can also check out my pop culture blog, United Monkey. That's Monkee. I just realized that I haven't posted a single thing over there this week, which I kind of feel bad about. I did post one thing over on monkeyingaroundthekitchen.com, my food and recipe blog, and I post most regularly on Twitter, at Papa Deitch. That's P-O-P-P-A-D-I-E-T-S-C-H. All right, gang, have a good one.